This is a HeadGum Original.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The world has a way of changing. And we change too. There are moments that separate us. But we always come back together.
We heard y'all needed a little love out here.
Y'all ever thought about the wild missions we've been on?
We've taken out planes, trains, tanks. I'm not gonna even think about the submarine. And now we got cars flying in the air? Who is he?
Jacob is Dom's brother.
Been a long time, Dom. Little brother.
You always say never turn your back on family, but you turned your back on me. Now your little family is in my world.
Are you ready?
Whatever's on you,
is you ready?
It's on us.
Are you ready?
He's got his own private army. We need help.
Bring what you got.
Bring what you got. Bring what you got.
No way.
Is you ready? Oh, whole squad ready.
So how do y'all want to play this?
Fast.
We going. Oh. We going. Oh. Whole squad ready. Ready.
Okay, this is a bad time to mention this, but I don't drive.
Brother against brother. This should be interesting. But could you kill him?
I spent my entire life in your shadow. And now? You spend the rest of yours living in mine.
We go on wild. We on the loose.
Not today.
Really, duct tape?
You acting like we on our way to Home Depot.
Punch it!
Melt it!
Ah! I don't want to die!
We've worked our way through the Fast and the Furious franchise. So we covered all 9 movies along with Hobbs and Shaw, which, you know, people on Twitter were like,
you said you liked it during How Did This Get Made and then you didn't like it.
People can change opinions. I also said it felt different in the theater. Anywho.
Wait, also, I would like to speak to this whole thing, too. Who cares if someone changes their mind? Like, why does that matter? It's not like she flipped and she's now, like, pro-abortion. She's just saying, like,
she flipped and she's now pro-abortion?
I mean, I am kind of pro-abortion. Kill them all. I'm sure I'll get a tweet about that. So we're discussing the 10th film in the franchise, which is funny that it's a 10th film because it's called F9. F9 is available for a fee on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, and Vudu. There's going to be spoilers, baby.
Now I'm guest hosting this season of Newcomers, and this is my last one here.
Because
our mutual friend, Lauren Lapkus, had some sort of side
issue,
gig or whatever she's referring
to. Take care of. We don't really know what's going on. We didn't
she's
ask.
Saying this little project. I just have to bang out this little project. I don't know what she means by that.
But Gabrus, it was lovely to have you. But I'm so excited for my guest today, or our guest. You're still
well,
here.
Well, she's your guest. I am not pretending to host this shit anymore.
Ooh, baby, we got Lauren Lapkus.
Hi.
Oh, you might recognize Lauren from Orange is the New Black or
Jurassic
Wrong
Park.
Missy, Jurassic World.
Or this podcast. And I was really going to interrupt you, Gabrus, and just like host it because it just doesn't feel right for me to sit here while I know what Nicole is looking at on that Google Doc. I know how to do this. But I'm thrilled to be here. And I have to say right off the bat, super thrilled that you guys took this one for me. I didn't have to do this whole fucking franchise.
Are you watching this one? You weren't like, fuck, I wish I watched the nine movies.
There is no part of me that wishes that. But we were mentioning before that, like, it's like basically newcomers has flipped because you and Nicole both know these movies and love them. And I have never seen any of them. And I don't think I like what's going on.
Lauren,
so.
I discovered on the second episode, I have not seen all of the movies.
Wow.
I thought I had.
So was the second one, you hadn't seen it?
A second in, I said, I've never laid eyes on this movie before in my whole life.
But see, I don't know how you'd be able to tell because I feel like they must all kind of blend together.
Yes.
They
in
do.
20 years, if you've watched like two Fast and the Furious movies, mm-hmm. you might think you've seen all 10.
It's been 20 years of this?
Yeah, you can't see it in their faces. Everyone looked pretty old in this one.
This plot line, and I have so many questions because plot line is such a. I shouldn't even say that.
Wait,
I don't know
Lauren,
that there is
have
one.
You seen any Fast and Furious movies?
No, not
one.
All I know is that there's cars, and that's it.
Okay.
And I thought Vin Diesel was Pitbull for like 40 minutes.
you thought he was playing Pitbull?
Or the actor? Was Pitbull. I was like, what, Pitbull's in this?
What was your issue with the plot? Because I gotta say, after F8 and Hobbs and Shaw, I loved this movie. I thought it was incredible.
It is sort of like it's benefiting from having just watched 8 and Hobbs and Shaw, which I think are two of the late weak links in the franchise. Mm-hmm. And this one, and again, I'm coming in with my own kind of emotional baggage. This was the first movie I saw post-pandemic, like with a large crowd too. And I was looking forward to it and it was postponed. So it was mm-hmm. like one of these things where you just like, and it gave me everything I wanted.
Yeah.
And I don't think what I want is necessarily considered good cinematic taste.
Totally. And that's fine. I'm down with that. But wait, did you rent out a theater or did you go with like strangers?
I went with like a group of vaccinated people and sat in a section, but it was at IMAX. And like, as a matter of fact, this was a really funny instance. The movie stopped like 8 minutes in.
Oh, no.
And they were like, we're so sorry. We just have to like read and blah, blah, blah. And we were like, someone just screams, start it over. And they were like, people were like, and it was only 8 minutes. And then they were like, oh, well, we could just pick up. Oh, do you want me to start? This is an AMC employee. Do you want me? And everyone starts chanting, start it over. And then everyone starts chanting, more Dom, more Dom, more Dom. And we're all so worked up. It feels like so many people are at the movies for the first time.
Yeah.
Then the movie starts over and we've all just watched like the first 8 minutes. So for 8 minutes, it's fully the Rocky Horror Picture Show where people are like, pass me the 5 1/8 wrench, 6-inch extender. And everyone's cheering at all the dumb shit we just watched. It was such an energy shift.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah,
that sounds really fun.
That's how I wanted to watch it. I watched it on my couch being like, I should be in a theater right now.
Yeah, I was like in bed watching my iPad being like, what? Like, my project that I've been doing is really exhausting. So.
It's a project I've never done before and may never do, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Seems very
exhausting.
Hard.
So I watched this in like 15 to 20 minute chunks, and then I watched like an hour of it straight.
15 to 20 minute chunks each day would take you still a month to watch this.
Truly.
<movie.
laughs> It is 2 hours and 22 minutes.
When I saw that, I got mad because I was like, no, I have not been doing newcomers. This is my break. Every movie we've ever watched is 5 hours long. I thought for sure this would be like 80 minutes because what could really happen?
No.
They
just get longer
and longer.
Well, they give... And this is what I like about this movie, which is also arguably its downfall. It's now like as big as the Avengers. Like their group of people is like 25 people. And they really let everyone have moments, which you don't necessarily need to do in a movie.
They let
like
people
this.
Have moments twice. Yeah. We saw a flashback. Then we see Dom looking at the flashback while it reflashes back.
This is the first
one. We didn't
one-
need that.
I was saying, right? This is the first one that features abstract filmmaking. Like there is like tone poems starring Vin Diesel where he's like in his own memories and hallucinating. And you're like, this movie is insane.
But I will tell you, as someone who's just coming in and just watching the end of this series, well, there maybe there'll be more, I don't know. But
nothing is off the table.
I just was like, what are their jobs? What are they doing? What? Who's after them? Are they after someone else?
I've seen them all, and these are all questions I still have.
But okay, by the third 20-minute increment, weren't you like, who cares what their job is?
I certainly knew it didn't matter very quickly what their job was. They just had to shoot people or drive the car or fly to outer space. So
that was nuts. I was like, this script says, meanwhile, in outer space.
Like, even the way the subtitles were, like the captions came up was like unique. I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of like floated around the screen. I was like, what is this choice? I'm so curious.
There were a lot of choices Chibi had. And honestly, I think they were all perfect. This was a perfect movie for me. A
lot of big swings, like a lot of big choices. Like,
yeah,
we open on like a child and Tom. Like, it's like, this is comical.
So wait, is it established that like he had that child with a person who died?
Yes.
And then
so Letty dies. He
who's that played by
Letty is Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, but
who's
wait,
alive in this movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
so
what?
So she dies.
So she's the mom.
But then she doesn't really die. No, she's not the mom. She's taking care of a woman who's dead's baby who had an affair with Dom, but it wasn't technically an affair because she was technically
because they both
dead.
Thought Letty was dead. But then Letty comes back to life.
Dead.
And then in order to make Dom's character not a guy who has two girlfriends, they ice the baby mama in episode 8 to kill her. And that gives that's his motivation to hate Cypher, who's Charlize Theron.
And by the way, I gotta say, that haircut, what a choice.
When she's in a different movie.
Lauren, she had dreads in the last one.
No.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, they were like, we can't give her dreads again. It's like, we need something dumber. what's dumber than a white person with dreads? It's like, I don't know, the most beautiful woman in the world with a fucking bowl cut.
When I saw it, though, I was like, what the fuck? Then I looked up, is this in the future? But then it's not.
It is in a like a technological
some
world
sort
that
of
doesn't
future.
Exist
yes.
yet.
She's like standing in a box and he's like, okay, woman in a box or whatever. Like, I don't even know what
well,
was
have you
going
ever
on.
Seen you on Netflix?
Yeah.
Joe keeps ladies in boxes, and I thought maybe it was an ode to that.
Yeah, I think it was an ode to you.
You're going to ode to a random Netflix show?
Also, I loved when Charlize Theron said, the Toretto bloodline is messy. And I was like, okay, I love that that's how we're going to, you know, justify a racially ambiguous man and a white man being brothers.
No, it hit, and the follow-up line is like, arguably like racist when she's
wait
like,
what is she saying?
She's like, I knew they were it was multi-ethnic, but I didn't realize he had any Norse bloodline. It's
Nordic
like now what you're guessing that he's like Swedish. So Vin Diesel, whose dad we see in this movie for the first time, and his dad doesn't seem like his dad is like it's good casting. It keeps you guessing, but it's really funny that she's like, you have the Nordic bloodline. It's like, how the fuck do you know that about his, because he has a butt chin?
It was very, very strange. But then as I watched it, I was like, wait, maybe he could be related to them. He and Joanna, what's her name? Brewster?
Jordana Brewster.
They have the same mouth.
Mia. Yeah, they have like.
Mia and Jacob. Also, it's Jacob with a K. And I was like, that's also a choice. There's just a lot of choices in this movie that were made.
So you think John Cena and what's her name look alike?
I think they have the same mouth.
Jordana Brewster. Yeah. It is funny to imagine, like, when she's in the movie at the end, in the movie later on, and she's like, Dom, and it's like, oh, right, that's also their sibling. it's so weird. You're
I like, did not oh. catch all of that family
yeah.
tree.
Yeah, so Dom, Mia, and John Cena, Jacob, they're brother and sister. They're siblings.
And this
I
is
gotta
the,
say.
Picture Charlize Theron, like, she's like has to like fly away from like her kids for like a day or whatever, and she's like, I gotta go shoot F9. I'm playing Cypher again.
well, we,
she's
we were
in
laughing.
Hair and makeup, and she gets her little like, bowl cut put on her head, and she's like, okay. And I was just thinking, she gets paid like $5 billion when she flies home. It's like it's just like the easiest, weirdest job I've ever mm-hmm. heard of.
She probably is on set for 3 weeks, works for 2 hours twice.
She's not on set for 3 weeks. She's on set for 1 day. Yeah. They
I
are
feel
in
like they had 1 day.
On
there
Charlize.
Was two locations. There was a box, and then there was like a room. And
but
I was
also,
like, that room was
most
next
of her
to the box.
She was not shot like outside in the tundra at all. Like,
nope.
In Fast 8, she has, you talk about like her saying to her kids, I got to go play Cypher. In Fast 8, she like makes out with Dom, with Vin
yeah,
Diesel.
Yeah, it's
wild. I
got
her like, look in that one.
Yeah, you got to check out
she
the
She also,
treads.
She stays on a plane in that one too. I think they shoot her out. They're like, we're lucky to have her.
Oh, these dreads.
Are wild, right?
Wow.
She doesn't want to find...
truly a treat. I love them.
Oh my God.
Charlize doesn't want to find herself in a 14-person scene, like waiting for all of those egos to get out of the trailer and shit. Yeah, no, thank you.
I gotta say, young Jacob and young Dom, ooh baby, they are really hot.
Young Dom is particularly attractive.
Yes. I love
the raspy voice.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, that guy was good looking.
So hot.
Wait, Lapkus, also I don't know if you know this, but this is the first movie where this is the 10th movie in the series, and it's the first time that Jacob a brother is mentioned.
Yeah,
that's like, insane.
He's never mentioned that one time. Yeah.
It also really bothers me that it's called F9, but it's the 10th. Like, it's just annoying.
Well, I think it's because, like, Hobbs and Shaw and the Fast Saga had such a hard break because Vin and, like, doesn't want that to muddy the waters of
so
his
So Hobbs and Shaw is, like, not considered canon with F
yeah.
whatever.
It is
well,
canon
it's
in the world.
It's a Fast and Furious story. It's like a Solo or... Yeah,
thank you. I need to put
Rogue
Star Wars
One.
Terms so I can understand it.
You fucking Star Wars dorks.
Okay, let's get into fucking the Toretto Gazzetto. So Justin Lin reveals Han, but it's...
I haven't heard all your fun little things.
Oh yeah, it's fun. The Toretto Gazzetto. Justin Lin reveals Han would have stayed dead if it wasn't for Deckard Shaw appearing at Dom's barbecue. In a F9 featurette, Lin revealed that Han would still be dead if it hadn't been for a fan outrage over Deckard Shaw appearing at Dom's family barbecue in The Fate of the Furious. To everyone's knowledge, at that point, Shaw had killed Han. Lin, who had no involvement in the film, said after discovering this whole Justice for Han movement, I even sat and talked to the studio and said, what happened? Nobody could give me an answer. I felt like it was something that needed to be addressed. If they could actually, if they did it, actually handle it correctly, then Han would probably have stayed dead. It's kind of poetic now that I'm back. I get to bring Han back and we get to have more adventures, Lin added. Kang first played Han in Lin's 2002 directorial debut, Better Luck Tomorrow, before Lin went to direct Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, Fast 5, and Fast and Furious 6 and F9. Oh, yeah, he really did direct the best ones.
Yeah, 7 is good. I like 7 a lot, too, but he did direct all the fun ones, I think. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm very glad that he brought Han back, because Han is so fun. But I will say Han was not that fun in F9. It was just
He's not utilized. Shout out to my friend Jason Concepcion, who tweeted, they bring Han back and just have him eating snacks. It's like, it's so true. But that's the power of this movie, that it's like, fuck it. This guy, and I know I use the word retcon a lot, but this is like the third time that Han died in Fast and the Furious 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the Asian guy who shows up in this movie with the sniper rifle died mm-hmm. in 3. Then they retroactively make the movies 5, 6, and 7 take place before 3.
Oh,
so that
God.
He could die.
This is like Star Wars.
Yes, exactly.
And his name is Han.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he
Han
dies.
Zolo.
And then he dies again. Like, he finally, like, now he's actually dead timeline wise. And then it's like, but actually Mr. Nobody pulled him out of the wreckage.
Which
and
is
he's
so
fine.
Crazy.
I can't believe they bring people back so much. That's so ridiculous. So there's a point in this that I was going to ask you about. Maybe I should just wait until the plot point, but like where that huge like army tank or something like falls on Tyrese, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then like, I was like, well, he died because it fell like dunk. Like, if, I thought, for sure it was a joke. Like, I was like, this is funny. Like, he's supposed to, there's something funny happening here. Because the way the car fell was so, like, comical. And then he gets out and, like, just walks out and they're like, how are you alive? And I was like, so did he almost die, like, 10 times? Or did he die before? Like, is there, like, a history with him dying?
No, he's the one character who hasn't. One
so
of
there's
the
no point to that?
The point to that is, I think, that he just had the craziest run in that his car wasn't fast enough for the landmines. They were hitting him. He fell down that thing. He died. And
so it's supposed to be funny.
It's supposed to be funny.
It's supposed to be funny.
It didn't hit for me this time around, but in the theaters, his like meta calling out of everything of like, no, for real, how the fuck are we alive? That was so thrilling. But I found it on this rewatch to be like, yeah, we know the movie's fucking goofy.
I liked
shut
it.
Up. Yeah.
I guess it was because it was my first watch. I was like, how are they still alive? I liked
I think it. I think it's the funniest Tyrese has been in any of the movies. Like, I think he's got the strongest comedy in this movie, which I know is a shot on all the other movies. But I liked him in this, and it was a lot of fun to call out that they're practically superheroes, which I thought was like, but it was weird that it was like, you think that's setting up Tyrese actually getting hurt at some point. Like, it would make this movie would have hit so much harder if he got a gut shot at some point.
I thought for
something.
Sure something had happened before with him where this was like a nod to that. So that's really like sort of disappointing that that's not true. like, and then like, I mean, I want to talk about the whole thing because there's just so many things. I'll let you go.
Okay. So we should
so you
take
a quick.
Yeah. Wait, Gabrus, you do it. You do it.
I'm exhausted. Before we go any further, do you think we could take a quick break? Maybe hear some promo codes?
Oh, maybe. Probably the promo code newcomers. If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data. Protect your online identity by hiding your IP address and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back. So F9 was written by Daniel Casey and Justin Lin, directed by Justin Lin, released June 25th, 2021, baby. So let's get into this fucking plot. It is a lot. A lot of shit happens in this movie.
Yeah.
So
there's multiple timelines. There's a dozen locations. The characters all split up at one point, and also there's flashbacks. So there's like 11 scenes that you're following, more or less, which is just like, who cares? Like, it's so
way too much for me.
It's
it's way too much for me, and I'm a diehard fan.
Yeah.
So we start in the year 1989. Dom and Mia's father, Jack, prepares to, and fucking Jacob, prepares or participates in a race. His sons are working in the pit crew. Dom argues with his rival, Kenny Linder, about his tactics. During the race, Linder's car flips Jack's bumper, which causes his car to hit a wall and explode in midair.
That explosion is wild.
Screamed. Yeah. I was like, wow. It was nuts.
What? They were saying, like, this motherfucker is not
dead,
alive anymore.
Dead. Yeah. Gone. Goodbye. Went to heaven. Immediately.
Until Fast 10, when his dad, someone steps out playing his dad.
And holding a gun to his head, being like, Dom, you got to save your dad. And he's like, no, my family. So he dies in that accident. And then after the race, Dom is arrested for beating Linder to death with a wrench, which has been hinted at since the first movie.
That's what makes him a criminal in the first movie. He's out of jail after attempted manslaughter with a monkey wrench.
So, but this is the 80s still.
Yes,
yes.
But that, yeah, we know that this event happened, but we don't know it was because the guy killed his dad. Like, this is a lot of things have happened in the last few movies that just make Dominic Toretto less shitty. Like, you know, he's like, oh, the baby mom is dead. So now I'm just like, I'm not fucking around twice. I'm just like, a few things have happened that just were like, he's better. He's a better dude now than ever before, including the guy he killed his dad. So he's not an asshole.
I'm like so unfamiliar with Vin Diesel, which feels impossible, but I just am, which truly I didn't realize who he was for so long while I was watching this. And then I was like, oh, he's like Bruce Willis. Like, he's like, hardcore action guy. Like,
and he's gotten more hardcore action as the movies have gone along. He did barely any fighting in the first one.
Yeah. And in some of his other movies, Vin is in some interesting roles, doing some interesting thing, like real acting. But once I think he settled into Dom Toretto, he was like once Fast Five, like once he comes back for 4 and 5, you're like, fuck. This dude's like, this is where my bread is buttered. I'm now an EP on these movies.
Yep.
Like, I'm a god on set. Like, you know, he's printing fucking money.
Crazy.
Also, I'll say this. I did ask Cena about working with Vin Diesel, and he was like, Vin Diesel is amazing. He was like, he's a professional. He's like funny. He's great. He was like, I had a blast. And I was like, I want to come. I want to play.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm available.
In Fast 12.
I want to be in Fast 12. Please put me in. While serving his time, Dom recalls that Jacob had worked on their father's car the day that he died. Also, while he was in jail, he meets those two guys.
They set up Leo and Santos, how he met the two guys.
And then don't use them again. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I guess it's just like a connecting thing for me to know.
Oh, I think the guys don't want to be in the movies anymore because they're like musicians. I think they don't care.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think because I think that's how they're in the first movie that they're in. Four, they're like got a song on the soundtrack, or one of them does. I could be so wrong. I can't wait to read the tweets, but
they'll tweet at you.
Oh, they're gonna do it anyway. I don't give a fuck. I'm out of here. But because later on at the barbecue, not later on, at the end of the movie at the barbecue, one of them,
only
one is there. So the other dude is clearly like, I don't need to be in these.
He's like,
fuck
this. I would give anything. I would give my left tit to be in a Fast and the Furious movie.
Hell yeah.
After Dom gets out of jail, he confronts Jacob, insinuating that he killed their father. Dom then challenges Jacob to a race. And then Jacob is forced to leave town after losing. And I loved how he lost. He was like, no!
Have you guys like talked about how they shoot all these like exploding cars and stuff? Like, how does that happen? I was watching just like, how much of this is practical effects? It's so crazy.
A lot of it is practical.
A lot of it is more practical now for sure.
Because what was it? It was the second one. People were mad that there was CGI. So then
it backed
Tokyo
off
Drift,
Tokyo
whatever.
Drift had
but
it
like,
too. Yeah.
Four is like practical shit. And four is really fucking good. I liked four. And also
I
five
four
is great. 4, 5, 6, 7,
I think
and 9.
You like them all.
Well, 1 is my absolute favorite. It's a cute little indie. Okay.
I like to say, we just got to say to anyone who's never watched all the movies that you watch this movie that features them in space and dying and coming back to life. The first movie, They're stealing DVD players. Baby.
That's no it? Stakes.
That's the no premise stakes. Of the first movie.
Oh, I like yeah. that more for sure.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, Lauren, I think you might actually like the first movie.
Okay. I'll,
have you
maybe
ever
I'll
seen
watch
Point
it.
Break?
No.
Oh, that's also a good movie.
By the way, we're describing like every conversation I have with both of you guys.
I know.
I think like that movie. It's by this director, the director who did this famous movie. Nope, never no, saw it.
That's
never,
why, this, never that's why newcomers it. Can go on for years and
for
years.
Years and
we've
years
never
and
seen
years.
Anything that is normal.
Until finally it's like, well, we're going to do newcomers, Dr. Pimple Popper. And Lattice is like, I've actually watched 10,000 hours
I
of that
seen
show.
I have it all. Sorry.
I know.
No, I had to stop watching that show. It makes me sick.
It makes me sick, too. I watch it
sometimes, so crazy.
But it's gross.
It's so gross, and it's not even pimples. Ugh, I can complain about that forever. But anyway.
Okay, so they're in the present. 2 years after the confrontation against cyber terrorist Cypher, Dom and Letty live a low-key life with their son Brian on a farm. And then Roman and Tiege come with Ramsay. Ramsay's useless in this movie. They arrive, and truly...
She gets a driving scene. I'll give her that.
She does. She does get a driving scene. But I love that Dom and Letty were like, you expecting someone? And he's like, no, Brian, get down. And then they like fucking cock their guns at their friends. And I was
and
like,
the kid, they go, Brian, do what we told you. And then it crawls into a hatch.
Yeah.
So they arrive with the news that Mr. Nobody's plane was attacked by rogue agents and crashed in Central America. I'm like, why are they getting these messages? Dom agrees to help them after realizing Jacob's involved. He was like reluctant at first.
But I want to talk about this moment because they've watched the footage, including Tej and Ramsey, who are like computer geek freaks. But then Vin is watching it by himself and like pauses it and catches the necklace. And it's like, okay, Jacob, why are you wearing that necklace on the mission? Why is it not in your shirt? Vin, how are you able to stop and enhance this video? Like on your fucking cabin? Like, fuck this, dude. It's so rare. And it's like, what an insane clue to be like, oh, that necklace. Maybe it's my brother that I've never, the guy who says family 10 times every movie. Maybe it's, I've never brought up that I'm a bad brother.
It is so wild that he's so into family. But doesn't tell us that Jacob is a person in his life. It's crazy. Okay, so
they all knew, and we see in the flashback, we'll get to it, but we see in the flashback that they're all friends back then. We see young Vince, we see young Mia, we see young everybody. And that means they all knew Jacob too, and they don't talk about him at all in any
And nobody ever fucking talks about Mia's never like, hey Dom, maybe you forgive our brother one of these days.
I think he's
the
a super
idea
spy.
That they would be aware of that and put that in the script to make that make sense while also being like, you only ate Tootsie Rolls in space. Like you can't have it both ways.
Yeah. So they find a part of a device called Ares while they're searching for a plane. They're always looking for some insane thing.
Starting in five, it's just like a piece of digital equipment that will destroy the world. No reason to like explain. This one is like truly like a video game. It's like if they connect the two pieces, we all die. It's like, what is this?
And it looks like a soccer ball, like half of a soccer ball.
It looks like a dog toy. Like I have one that like you put like a treat in and it rolls around.
Oh, yeah, it does look like that. They realize they can hack into any computer-controlled system. The team is then ambushed by a private army led by Jacob. Jacob then steals the device. Mia arrives to help, and Dom is reluctant to allow her to join because she left this all behind with Brian. And it's so wild that Mia's like, my brother's involved. And he's like, okay. But I'm like, but Brian... Why? Brian allegedly is still living. So, Lauren, okay, Brian is Paul Walker. He is dead in real life, but is still alive in the movie.
But the character is not dead.
Oh, my God. Wait, that makes no sense because they kill people off so much in these movies.
Yes, I know. And I think that I kind of dig that. And then we'll just jump to it now. How'd you like at the end when they're like, well, where is Brian? And then they hear like the Impreza come up or whatever he drives.
The blue little cars.
See, I didn't get that because I didn't know that his name was Brian.
Yes.
Yeah. And his name is Brian because Dom also names his son
his
Brian.
His child Brian. After his and best every time friend. He says Brian, he says it in a way where he's like being Brian. Reverent to Paul Walker. He's like, what did I say? Little Brian. He never
that is
says
true.
It normally.
No, it really was weird, but I didn't get why.
But art also imitates life. He named his kid Paula after Paul Walker.
In real life,
Vin Diesel's daughter is named for Paul.
Oh, that's
after
really
Paul.
Nice. But I don't get why they would have him be alive and he names him after him. It's just that's just like supposed to be. The plot is that he just named him after because he likes him, his friend so
much. It's like my best friend. Might as well name my kid after him.
Uh-huh. So then the team learns Han is connected to Ares in the most roundabout way. So Letty and Mia go to Tokyo to investigate.
Wait, I want to talk about two quick things. First off, that set piece with the driving through Central America. We get a Jeep driving vertical up a bridge.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe I forgot about that.
And then also Vin and Letty, first of all, Letty going 70 miles an hour in a dirt bike with no helmet. When it's like, if I'm Dom, I'm like, babe, get in the car.
Get in the car. You have to get a helmet.
Let's die together, at least.
Well, she's got to show off her mom, Bob.
Yeah.
I was like, why did her hair? What is this?
I like when they're like, where's the bridge? And he's like, I know exactly what to do. I'll drive at the wire. It'll catch the wheel and I'll swing around like a huge pendulum.
And I gotta say, to Michelle Rodriguez's credit, she actually looked terrified. She braced herself. Her foot is on the dash. Yeah. I was like, is she safe? Did we test this? What's happening?
Her character is so intense.
Yeah.
And she loves Dom.
You pointed it out. One of the things I like is when these cars are flying through the air and or in space and are not really being driven, the people still have the wheel like they're struggling in a skid. Always. Like, while Dom's soaring through the air, he's like, as if turning the wheel matters as you're whipping. Yeah.
That is so funny. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're flying through the air. The wheel's not going to help you do anything. But yeah, they like swing the car. The point was they needed to get out of the country because they could stop chasing them at the border or something.
Yeah, who knows? It really doesn't matter. And they do a classic Fast and the Furious setup here where it's like that entire area is taken over by an isolationist army. So by saying that, they don't have to attach it to an actual country. So we're not killing, you know, Honduran people or anything. Mm-hmm. We're just killing a crazy terrorist army that lives in this country in Central America. It's smart. It's like how Cobra in G.I. Joe's all robots so that G.I. Joe could just blow them away. And it's not like, I think they just killed a bunch of people in this cartoon.
Also, Jacob flies off. So they're looking for the bridge. Jacob is like, don't need a bridge. And then has like a rocket on his car, flies through the sky and lands on a plane. And I laughed so hard. I couldn't believe it.
It's insane. And the look that him and Dom give each other, like they're just like looking in the car.
Isn't it funny to you, Nicole, that you know John Cena? Like, doesn't that make it funnier to watch?
It is insane. I was like, I was just with this person.
Like, it's what an wild. Insane movie for him to be in.
Yeah. I'm like, you're in a huge blockbuster jumping from car to car. And I just saw you standing going, look at that person fall down. You know?
Yeah. I guess Wipeout and F9 are on kind of opposite ends of the spectrum of programming.
You know, just a tad different. Where were we? Oh, okay. So meanwhile, Jacob meets his associate and financier, Otto. Cypher tells Jacob that the other half of Ares is in Edinburgh. Dom meets his father's former mechanic buddy who took Jacob in after his exile and learns that Jacob is in London. That's so much happened. That was a short sentence I said, or a couple sentences, but so much happened in that little paragraph.
So much dumb business where it's like, okay, we're working together. They're working together. I'm going here. You're going there. And
but
now-
I'm like, who is Otto? And what is Otto funding? Like, what is Jacob
doing?
How would
you define the problem of this movie? Like, what is happening?
So Otto is working with a disgraced secret agent who is John Cena, who's Jacob, to get the Ares and use it to threaten something and get money. Seems like they're limitlessly rich but want more money or power. This is how the series will end up eating its own tail, is like trying to heighten it's like almost gonna have to be like a nuke dropped, we need you to go in there and there's not much more heightened we can get. It's only gonna get We went to space.
Yeah, we went to space in this one.
Oh, but I had such like, I had a dream last night that I was driving a car at the bottom of the ocean, like an airtight car, like a scuba car. And I was like, this is going to be in Fast 10. It's going to be in Fast 10 for sure. It's going to have a water level like Mario 2.
The guys are going to be like,
have oxygen tanks on the outside of their car just racing around the ocean
And then
floor.
They'll have some Nas on the side.
Yeah.
There was no Nas. I call it here. Well, was there
There's Nas
in
space.
Movie?
Yes. They use Nas in space. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
We also get Jacob using Nas too early in their drag race.
Oh,
like,
yes,
which is like Vin's
right.
big thing.
Thank
is
you.
That, yeah, everyone uses
early.
Their Nas.
Too early.
I'll beat him. It's like, I also don't understand why his idea is to get out of jail and be like, I have to get my brother out of this town.
I don't know. Well, because his brother killed his daddy, and that's his family. His brother fucked up the family, so he's got to get the other family out to start a new family.
Get rid of the real family, start the selected family, and then eventually roll the real family back
in. I'm just like, why does Otto have Cypher?
Now, again, that feels so weird. That feels like just to keep Cypher in the running of the of the movies. She's the only one that knows how to get to them, or she, like, you know, she's a hacker. But it makes no sense because they're always like, we have limitless potential, but we need Cypher in order to do this. And it's like, what does she do?
Yeah, so it's very confusing. And also, I loved when Dom went to go see Buddy and was like, where's Jacob? And he's like, I don't know. Where?
London.
Like,
he gives him a Corona. He doesn't have one sip. He doesn't cheers him. He doesn't say thank you. He just puts it down and walks out. Now, I was mad at Dom in this scene because I'm like, why are you mad at Buddy?
Yeah.
It's like, you took Jacob in. It's like, I think Jacob was like 14. Like, let someone watch him for a year. It's okay. You were in jail, Vin. Like, you can't get mad that this kid
that
has
someone
gotta...
took care of this kid while you were gone and
child,
your dad's
a literal child whose dad is dead and his brother is in jail. I think his life is more fucked up than everyone's. Have a little sympathy for your own brother, dude.
Okay, so in Tokyo, Letty and Mia find Han alive. It's wild. There's a fight. There's a little girl.
I want to say the line that makes them realize that Han is alive. You know how Han always said the cowboys went to Mexico whenever they needed to escape the law? And remember that? And then she's like, that Han said Tokyo was his Mexico. Cut to a Mexican flag. Point to a Mexican flag
in Tokyo.
Outside the restaurant. And then they go in the restaurant. It's like, what the fuck? Like, it's so such a tenuous connection. It's like...
It's a forced connection. It's those third beats in a Herald where you're like, nah, we don't know. We don't need to connect this.
I feel like there were like 10 lines in this whole movie. Like when I was watching it, I was like, I feel like it's just cars going really fast and exploding. And then every once in a while, there's like a conversation that I can't follow. And then
that you don't have to follow. I think this is like, this makes sense why this movie it does international gangbusters is because you don't have to put on the subtitles of your language to watch. I can watch this movie on mute with like hip hop music
and
playing.
You'll like
and
be like, oh, okay. I guess you make up your own little storyline.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
we do meet Ellie, who's like Han's like family.
Yeah,
Han's current
his new family.
But she's kind of badass. I thought she did a good job in the movie.
Takes that fucking machine gun later, I was like, holy shit, she's cool.
This is a fun sequence too, getting to see that they do a good job
of
as much
folding
as-
in Tokyo Drift for people who haven't seen Tokyo Drift to go, who are these people? And then for a fan to go, it's in Tokyo Drift to drive money to Tokyo Drift.
Right. They just keep making money on top of making money. They know what they're fucking doing, man.
So Roman and Tej recruit Sean Boswell, Twinkie, and Earl who are from Tokyo Drift, who are building a rocket. And you're like, what? How? Why is that their trajectory?
Yeah, it's so... And then, like, they kind of, like, slap it around later where they're like, I was an astrophysicist. I got you guys this job here. So the guys who met in Tokyo doing drag races in high school are now rocket scientists in Cologne, Germany.
I love it. You love to see it.
And by the way, when they were in high school, like based on the timelines of the movies, they should only be like 24 right now.
You are absolutely right.
Oh my God.
Because
three
happens
right before eight. Yeah.
Yeah. After seventh. That's so funny.
Do they like label them with years?
No, that's the well, that's the other thing is like if they were like how if they showed Dom's ID, what the fuck would they put as his birth year? They've been making movies about him for 20 years. Homie's got to be 60, right? Like 59? But they're not going to say Dom is 59. They're going to say he's 48 or something like that.
I don't even know how if they would say he? That. I feel like they'd be like 32.
Yeah.
He's 54 for real.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's older than I thought. So, okay. Dom meets with Queenie Shaw in London for a hot second, and she gives him Jacob's location, drives him over there. He then confronts them. Otto has arrested or has Dom arrested. Dom's old friend Cardi B rescues him, and I gotta say,
oh my
Cardi
god, Cardi
B was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, held her own in the scene.
Yeah,
I mean, she was toe to toe with one of the greats and held and hung on. I want to talk about the Queenie thing for a second because of that Instagram post that you and I like overanalyzed.
Oh my god, I could feel the sex.
Dude, that's exactly
which one?
I felt sexual tension in their scene.
Oh, Helen Mirren?
Yes. Yeah. And with fucking Vin Diesel. Like he
we have
gets
a theory
close
that
to
they
her in
fucked.
A way that I was
in
like,
real life?
Oh. They fucked. Oh yeah, baby.
We think they
probably,
fucked in real
right?
life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They
something
fucked.
Went down.
It's honestly, Vin is hornier, or Dom is hornier with Queenie than he is with his own wife.
These movies have like such a lack of sexuality, and then Helen Mirren brings like the most sex energy to
she's
the movie.
She's a very really confident funny. Woman.
Yeah.
She's 76 years old.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it crazy that Dom doesn't drive the car for her?
Like, it is very funny that she drives.
All you do is drive, bro. This is your thing.
And he's
do
like,
that,
nah, I fucking dicked her down. She could take me.
I don't get in movies how everyone is so confident in these movies. They're like, well, I'll drive you there. I know the cops are chasing us. And I know you're on like a desperate mission to save the world. And if you got arrested by these cops randomly in England, they would fuck you over. But we're not going to get in any trouble. Doot, 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 doot. We'll be fine. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
So Tej, Roman, and Ramsey head to Edinburgh. Is it Edinburgh? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Edinburgh?
And they find Edinburgh?
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh? Edinburgh? To the place of the E and find out that Jacob is using an electromagnet to steal the second Ari's device. Tej and Roman locate a truck containing the electromagnet. As they fight Otto's men, Ramsey chases...
One of my favorite jokes is in this moment, so I just wanted to... when Tej's necklace gets pulled off by the magnet, it's like, you know, silver's not magnetic, bro. It's very funny. It's like these guys are billionaires in these movies, like because they've been relentlessly successful, mm-hmm. and to have a fake chain and be able to bust each other's balls about it—that's fucking great.
I love how much you love it.
It's so low stakes in the middle of this insane mission to be like, bro, your chain is fake. Like it makes
that's
it
like, that's like everything to me. Like when yes. I'm watching this, I'm like, everything is like offset by something random like that, mm-hmm. which I guess is that's the comedy of it. But are they are the other movies comedies? Are they? I mean, it's
there's
an action
comedic
comedy?
Elements. This if, one yeah. I think is funnier than most.
Yes.
It's
I
like
think if you guys,
silly.
Yes. If you guys ever do newcomers Marvel, you'll notice this is kind of like a weird modern four quadrant type of movie where it's like insane action, zero sex, and then like quips from everybody. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's the worst of all three worlds, except with the cool action is the only part I like. I miss sex and... comedians delivering punchlines.
I miss sex too. Because these movies could be sexy.
The fact
they
that
could
there's
be
not
rated,
one but, hot scene is
right?
crazy.
Yeah.
We do get a hot scene. What is it when Dom and Letty are wearing all white before he leaves her? Is that Fast 8?
There's so...
They're like on a cliff?
Yes. I think that is Fast 8.
That was like pretty horny. Oh, and the first one, they get pretty horny. They like make out in the auto shop and they're like covered in grease.
There's a little greasy grinding going on.
Yeah, that one's good.
That works.
I like that. Yeah. So Ramsey, she's driving. They chase after Otto. Dom intercepts Jacob and they fight throughout the city in the wildest way possible.
Can we talk about how fucking funny it is when Dom's like, he's not in the streets. And you look up and John Cena's on the longest zip line.
With he's one just... arm holding on.
And if you know John Cena, which we do at this point in the movie, he's enormous. And he's just like one arm shooting around the top of the city. It looks so funny. And then it cuts to Dom chasing him. And Dom is in bootcut jeans and Tim's sprinting across rooftops. I'm like, these guys.
It's great. It's great. I like screamed. I was like, this is it. This is, I love this so much.
He tackles it seems like him through a window.
It'd be fun to write it because you could just write anything. It's kind of like Tyler Perry, like just like stream of consciousness. Uh-huh. Like then he's running over there, then that guy's like flying up there, and then the car goes in space, and then the other car's like falling off the thing, and then the guy walks out like he didn't die. Anyway, like it's just like a little kid wrote it.
I feel like the writer's room lives by Vin's mantra of nothing is off the table.
Nothing's off the table.
Yeah, we'll go to space. One guy will zip line. Dom tackles Jacob into the building.
It's and wild.
They're punching through like concrete.
They're throwing each other fully through walls. And everyone's just shaking the dust off, getting back up again. I was like, it's wild. So then Ramsey runs Otto's car off the road and captures Jacob so they get to use magnets to make cars fly into things that they want. I was like, now they're Magneto and fucking X-Men.
Magnets work however they really need them to work, like, story-wise. Like, sometimes it pulls cars in front of them. Sometimes it pulls full cars into you. Like, it doesn't matter. But it feels like, shit, we can't just have them driving. It's like, well, big fucking magnets. We'll have cars flying all over, big fucking magnets. And everyone's like, got it, print it, shoot it, let's roll.
And then Han, he's driving a brand new Toyota Supra, which is new to 2021. Very nice car in orange. He like tacks on to that truck and then they get the girl and then he like can't fight or whatever. And I'm like, why does Han get the shit kicked out of him?
Yeah, well, Han and Roman get their ass kicked in Fast 6 too. Like, Han is never really established as totally badass, but he's more like slick. I have connections. I'm charming guy. But it's fun to watch. I like when a character in this movie is like huge ensemble. Everyone's doing insane shit and a dude just gets his ass kicked in the car. Like,
I was just like, we bring Han back just to kick his ass. Let's have him eating and fighting. I don't know.
I felt bad that they had Mia climbing on the fucking truck. I'm like, this woman should be home with her family.
She should be home with her dead husband raising their two children. Later at the safe house.
Mothers can work too.
You're right. Later at the safe house, Han reveals Mr. Nobody assigned him to protect Ellie. Is that her name? Elle or Ellie?
I think it's Ellie, yeah.
And Aris. When Jacob, one of Mr. Nobody's agents, went rogue, they used Deckard Shaw to fake Han's death to protect Ellie, which is the wildest fucking pulling of strings to make something make sense.
Do you think
why Han's still alive?
They think they got Final Draft open and they're like, and then Mr. Nobody uses Shaw and they're like, oh my God, literally we solved it. It's perfectly neat. There's and everyone's like, wait, I have one follow-up question. It's like, nope, no.
But
just
also,
shoot it.
We see Han get killed in front of Ellie. He gets shot multiple times and it's like,
yeah,
and I'm like, so he's dead, but then isn't dead. And they don't explain that undeadness.
No. Han is immortal, it turns out. Han is like an ancient water protector or something.
And then Otto fucking comes in and Jacob's like, thank you for telling me everything I needed. See you later, guys. Bye.
I love that. It's like, I intended for the magnet to suck my car into your truck and for you to be able to get... And it's like, see, this was all part of my plan. That happens
Dom
five times.
Dom realizes that Ellie is the key. And I was like, how does Dom know?
Because she is the key. Okay.
Jacob also tells Dom that their father attempted to throw the race because they were in debt and asked Jacob to tamper his car. So his dad asked his son to murder him, essentially.
They try to set this up where they're like,
so Jacob can come back.
Right. So Jacob can be a good guy. But there's also like, they're like, he's rubbing it. Your father's car died for some reason, even though we knew it was supposed, they wanted it to die. Like so in the end, they've set up that everyone is kind of like a dirty half criminal. And then by the end of this movie, it's like everyone was actually completely right in what they did and no one did anything wrong.
I mean, it's fully nuts. So Jacob and Otto take Ellie and the second Ari's device. Oh, wait, I jumped with Jacob getting the girl. That's later. So much fucking happens in this movie. So
it doesn't. We can talk about the third act right now. End on the beginning of the movie, and no one would even know we talked out of order.
It's fucking wild. So then Otto launches a satellite while Jacob has Ellie activate Ari's. They upload Ari's to the satellite. So then Dom, Letty, Mia, Ramsey, and Han try to stop the upload. And then Otto betrays Jacob by throwing him from the truck. Dom and Mia save him in a way where I was like, Mia is too small to hold on to John Cena's body.
I know.
You can see her hand.
You can see her hand. Her arm looks a little small. But she's got mom strength. She'll fucking yoke that person up, like yoke Jacob up, no problem.
Okay, we have to take a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Can we jump back to Vin's Dom's near-death experience?
Boy, it's
another
great
character comes back from the dead, and this time he pulls like the world down on top of him to save people.
Great. He was like, tell him I love him or whatever.
I'm right. Tell him I'm right here. and he turns, double flexes, and leaps onto the people and starts fighting.
I laughed so hard. The double flex and then the jump. Oh boy.
It's
I
a little
loved
kid
it.
Diving off a diving board. Mommy! Yeah!
That fight was wild because I was like, oh, so he's going to take on 100 people. And then he uses chains to break a concrete bridge and then falls into the water. Like he's
dreams his life. He has like his life flashes before his eyes. We get like an abstract representation of Dominic Toretto's hero's journey.
Yeah,
ending with Michelle Rodriguez swimming down towards him to rescue him.
I also liked in the flashback or in his like fucking twilight before death, his dad was on the phone and was like, "I better close the door for privacy."
Yeah.
I was
like, this is the moment you're remembering is your dad jacking off in his office.
Okay, so now
we see the bad guy launch a space shuttle in this movie. Yep. They're like, okay, well, we better leave town now. It's like, what the fuck?
They just launch a fucking space shuttle. And then, let's see. Oh, so Tej and Roman use a fucking rocket cart.
This is where I was like, what the actual fuck is happening here? They're like, what are they wearing?
They're wearing like deep sea diving suits.
Yeah, they're in like scuba outfits. It's like so insane. Like they're in like a regular car. And then there's like candy floating around them. And he's like, I eat candy when I'm nervous.
The thing that stuck with me, the thing that I had the hardest time with in this. Okay, so these three guys are now working for rocket science. We've met them. Mm-hmm. They were just car guys. But when the fucking Lucas Black, who is a high school dropout, like, mm-hmm. fucked up kid, is flying the stealth bomber, mm-hmm. I was like, when did you learn to fly a plane, dude? This makes no sense that you would be in that moment in there.
Well, he does say at one point, he's like, we got it, right?
Yeah.
Right, we got it.
This fucking... He's like, we need a Southern white guy in this movie. Oh, great. We'll bring him back.
I don't want them to bring him back. I was not pleased to see him. I don't care about him.
He got as much screen time as he should have had, if not less. But Now we're our two characters are in outer space. Chris yeah. Ludacris Bridges
is
and Tyrese
in outer space. And they said, if the what did it say? Two guys from the ghetto are now in outer space, or no, from the hood yeah. are now in outer space. And I was like, I mean, I guess.
Like, nobody's no one's gonna believe us.
Yeah. Like, what, are you gonna go back to the like where you grew up in the hood and be like, we went to space? Like,
well, also, by the way, nobody is gonna believe us is like weirdly a meta commentary on the movie. It's like
yeah,
no one's gonna
right.
believe that this makes sense. And
this
it's like
is insane.
You are right.
Boy, well, they destroy the satellite, they stop the upload, Cypher bombs the truck and kills Otto, Dom uses the truck to destroy Cypher's drone, Dom and Mia then reconcile with Jacob.
The reveal that it's a drone is whack, because you think that he killed Cypher, and you're,
oh,
first of all,
yes,
he
yes,
kills
yes.
Cypher by jumping into a train that's rolling down the hill, getting proper control of it, and then whipping the ass around to fucking blast a stealth bomber out of the sky. And then that's revealed to be a drone. And you're like, so are we going to have Charlize Theron with a third dumb haircut in the next movie?
Honestly, I hope so. I hope it's like some sort of mullet or mohawk, or maybe she's bald like Dom and she's like, I'm just like you, Dom. And he's like, no.
Family.
So Tej and Roman return to Earth after visiting an international space station.
Wait,
and
do you
they
think
get
the yellow did the yellow suits? Do you think the yellow suits were all just to have the Minions joke?
I feel like it because they also have a Harry Potter joke, which I believe is universal.
Yeah,
they
the Minions joke was insane.
And
it was
they're right.
Wild.
They say like, oh, we're wearing these weird suits. He's like, they might blow up on us too. They like a setup that they're going to get to Minions at some point.
It's nuts.
I didn't even think about the universal of it all too.
Yeah.
That's a little
oh,
whack.
Universal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because they also, I think there was a Harry Potter reference. But then there was a Chewbacca Star Wars reference. I was like, well, that's
a
Disney.
Long Star Wars. Not a yeah. Star Wars reference. It's like a fucking 3-minute Star Wars
where she's
improv
like,
scene.
You're Yoda because you're a puppet with a hand up your butt. Nah! Flip me over. My hair's a bowl.
Yeah, he was like, you're Yoda. He's like, a smart little green guy. And he was like, no, you're a puppet, bitch.
A pedophile lives on the planet Dagobah.
Dagobah? I don't
That's
know that
the name
reference.
Of Yoda's planet.
Oh, yeah. Dagobah?
Dagobah, yeah.
That's oh, maybe I did know that. No, I didn't. Later, everyone is at a barbecue at Dom's house that they're rebuilding. I was like, so you're going to have a barbecue while your house is down to the studs? Where, if anyone has to shit, where are they going to go?
All right, look, we don't have a house, but what we do have is over 1,000 bottles of Corona. So I think we should, like, the table is covered in so many Coronas.
So many
it's
Coronas.
Like, that's not even convenient. You're going to sit there to eat eventually. You don't need ice buckets on the table.
And then Brian comes just as they begin to say grace, and they let little Brian say grace. And he goes, I don't know what to say. And he's like, say whatever
say what's in
on your heart.
That was and crazy. That's... And then I thought he was going to, like, say something great. And then, like, you don't see him say anything. Like, that was just weird.
Yep.
Yeah. It was very weird.
So
saying
we
grace is like a runner in the last
yeah.
nine
and,
movies. Too.
And grace isn't what's on your heart. It's like a specific prayer.
It is if you're the Toretto family of multi-ethnic, no real, what religion are you? Doesn't
matter.
With a
matter.
Little
we bit like, of Nordic
we like
in
a
you.
Cross. Yeah.
But I don't know what to say.
Say
I think that kid is
on
cute.
Okay. Who are all these fucking people?
like, and they sat at the table. They're like, Brian wants to say grace. And then he was like, uh-huh. And I was like, what is going on in this kid's head?
Lauren, did you watch the mid-credit scene?
No, I bounced before that occurred.
Fair. But I gotta say, this one was shocking. I gasped. I like Deckard. I like Deckard Shaw. I really like him. And then when Han arrived at the door, I went, what? And then I was like, are they gonna do a Han fucking Deckard Shaw movie? I would watch it.
Hans and Shaw?
Hans and Shaw. I would watch Hans and Shaw. I would do it. Lauren's like, who cares?
I literally will not. But I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you got to do a season of something you were excited about. I mean, we loved Tyler Perry, so that was a good season, too.
That was a good season. Yeah. I mean, the next one, I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm scared of it. I'm scared.
So this film was not nominated for... This film was not nominated for any awards yet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's going to get the lifetime achievement as soon as it ends.
Yeah.
As soon as someone's done watching the first fucking cut.
So a critic from the New Yorker wrote, "The acting is of a soaring ineptitude. The deeper Diesel emotes, the more he resembles a man who dabbed too much wasabi on his tuna roll." That's not nice. I think Ben is great.
I think, and here's what I'll say. Like, I always make fun of the way Dom acts in these movies, but I like the kind of stoic, some people would argue bland choices he's making, but I think it allows a world that's so crazy to just have like a guy who's singularly just going like family and not like not making you feel like complex emotions at any point. Like, mm-hmm. I think he's right for the movie. And then no shots to your boy Cena. But then I think that's why Cena hits too, is because he's charming as fuck, but mm-hmm. he's not like coming in with this like insane character. Of course, Dom's brother, who's also mm-hmm. a weirdo freak, is kind of a stoic, tough guy who says like, and it's just,
I will say this, they didn't give Cena much to do in the movie.
No, he thrived with how little they gave him. I wanted to see him fight that big Martin Ford bodybuilder on the roof of the car.
Ooh,
for
me
way
too.
Longer.
Me too. When his head hit the fucking sign, like a street sign,
and
I was like,
fine.
And you're okay? Wow, I love this. So this movie made a shit ton of money. So it was a $200 million budget. It made $716.6 million. The year's not done. It will make $1 billion, and we will get our 210, or I say probably F10, broken up into two bits because nothing's
F10
off the table.
F10.1, F10.2, or some shit.
And
like
I
that,
want my Hobbs and Han. No, Hobbs not my Hobbs. And my Sean, my Han and Shaw. Okay, trivia. The Fast and the Furious was released June 22nd, 2001. F9 was released almost exactly 20 years later on June 25th, 2021.
Oh, shit. That close to 20 years. That's crazy. Yeah.
Vin, Michelle, and Jordana are the only remaining cast members from the first film. Both Sung Kang and Justin Lin have stated the name Han Solo? What?
They show his last name at one point in the movie, it might be in this one, but it's definitely in F8, and it says Solo, but spelled like Seoul, the capital of Korea. So it's like a little inside joke that's his alias.
His alias. His real name is Han Liu.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, okay, Lauren, what is your takeaway from F9?
You know, it felt like I was watching a commercial for a video game.
Okay.
That's how I felt most of the time. It was like crazy explosions. I think it's not my genre. Like, I'm not really someone who wants to sit down and watch like cars explode, but I could see why people think it's really fun. And I thought the acting was enjoyable to watch. And it's definitely like big summer fun movie. Like, I think seeing that in theaters, I would have had a good time. I just, you know, watching it alone as an assignment, probably not my best situation.
But I think if you have a hard time focusing on like long movies, which I'm not saying you do, Lankus, wink. But I think this movie knows that it's got an ADD audience a little bit, because mm-hmm. it's like, let's just go to the beach now. And now we're at a different guy. Let's go to space. Like, they set up enough shit that they can cut around enough that you're never like, what is this? It's like, we're just already on something
new. I agree. I think I would have been really happy to be stoned watching it.
Oh,
that would have been
nice. I can attest that definitely was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I liked it sober. I really liked it. I'll probably watch it again. Lauren,
I'm happy that you liked it.
I've got like 24 hours left on my rental. I'm definitely going to throw
it
on after this.
I bought it for $20.
Yeah, well, that's wipeout money versus high and mighty money. That's wipeout money versus Mac Weldon money. Promo code Mighty.
I rented Candyman for $20. There's this whole system now. It's like some of the rentals are $20.
That's
and I rented Barb
lot.
And Star for $20.
I watched Barb and Star for $20.
I think I did too.
The ones that come out day and date, I think they're doing for like
$20.
Almost the cost of a movie ticket.
I understand it. I'm like, it feels like it's like a going to the movies, it's cheaper than that anyway, so it feels okay, but it's a lot for a rental.
Yeah, it's a lot for rental. Then it's like whack when you're paying for it on Disney Plus, which you're also paying
which you
for
already
Disney
fucking
Plus.
Pay for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like
Disney
that.
Plus, they gotta get it together.
Figure it out, Disney Plus.
Warren, do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, what's this new project that you've
been working on? I can't, under wraps.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned it. We didn't
unwrap
wanna,
it.
Like,
that's bad.
You
got to
unwrap it.
I don't think you're supposed to wrap that project.
For anyone who doesn't know, I had a baby. So you can go to my Instagram and you can see my baby. And
at Lauren Lapkus on Lauren Instagram.
And then what else do I have going on? You know, nothing really. I would just say, listen to Threedom. We're about to come back with more. It's my fun podcast with Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins. And listen to the old episodes of Newcomers while you're at it. If you haven't heard the other seasons, go through the rabbit hole.
Hell yeah.
And Gabrus, I just want to thank you for doing this, going on this journey with me.
Thank you so much for having me, Byer. This was a pleasure. And then on the last, to do a flip, Newcomers, I've guessed it on almost every other season too. So this was thrilling for me to do 10 in a row, screaming about some of my favorite movies with you.
People are loving it. I saw so many tweets like that I was somehow tagged in that where it seemed like they were happier about this show than the one I was on. And I was like, this is great. I was happy for you guys. I saw a lot of positivity.
Some people thought Gabrus gaslit me into opinions.
Yeah, so I was like, Gabrus, stop gaslighting Nicole. And I was like, Nicole's like one of the strongest personalities in the world. Yeah, I don't think I'm steering that ship at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. But hey, whatever. People can have opinions, and guess what? It's fine. Before
I go, because this is my last one, I just like to say, if you want to hear me talk about movies more, you can check out actionboys.biz. It's an action movie podcast I do with, it's a completely different vibe than this, arguably way worse. It's 3+ hours every episode, and it's 40-year-old white men discussing movies for longer than the length of their movies, so it's not for everybody.
When I did the episode, I was like, I have to go, like 2 hours in.
And then you were like, I didn't realize, and we were like, it's fine. Like,
I was like, I got
to
pee really bad. And like,
that's we're like, we understand. Lapkus, last guest of the pod, because we were like, we shouldn't do this to anyone else.
Oh my God.
We just had you, Anders, and the Doughboys of the only people, and maybe Sean Clements are the only people that ever guested on.
That's very funny. We can't keep these people here. They're being
hostage. It's too mean. You got to pay them too much once you're at 3 hours. That's like a sad favorite.
Okay, now we're at a segment called Rate and Review.
No.
I said this like big dumb goodbye. It's like, all right, we got to do one more.
I got to hear
Lauren just went, no.
Oh my God, I got to hear these reviews.
Kettle Pot N said, wait, why did I think I'd seen all these films? Much like Nicole, I thought I had seen every Fast and the Furious film and declared myself a huge fan of the franchise. Turns out I've seen 2 films approximately 12 years apart. Who knew? I've been loving, I wrote this review. Who knew? I've been loving this deep dive of all these films, many of which I'm experiencing for the very first time. Maybe I'll watch them all now. Griff Dan said, Familia. My make-a-wish is to get a 30 rack, a quarter of good weed, and watch all these movies with Nicole and Gabrus. I mean,
oh man, my dream is to watch all these movies with Nicole too. But sorry, stranger who left the review, you're not in my fantasy situation.
Maybe we should do a rewatch one of these days. Is it still in theaters? Let's go see it in theaters.
I would come to your house and watch Fast 9 one night if you were down. I would. Great. I would be 100%. Down.
Yeah. I love this very much. I bought it. We can watch it anytime we want, baby.
And maybe in 3 years there'll be another episode of Newcomers where I just pop back in to do Fast 10.
Oh my God.
Because it will be out.
I'm gonna need the money. You're gonna have to find me on the fucking beach town that I'm like living and hiding out in.
So write more reviews to let us know what franchise we should check out next. I think it's been decided though, but whatever. I'm not excited.
Well, maybe
about
they'll have a good suggestion and we'll be, you know, able to pivot.
Ooh, could use it for the one after.
The fuck out of that. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for Newcomers, Fast and the Furious. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.